The following is a Living with Victory encore presentation. Welcome to Living with Victory Ministries podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Teague's Grocery and Corner Cafe at 130 Soco Road in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. In a moment, we'll join Tony and Laureen Giorgio with today's message.
There's a promise coming down that dusty road.
Teague's Grocery and Cafe, serving Maggie Valley since 1965, with delivery now available through Grubhub. Teague's is Maggie Valley's only grocery store. They're located at 130 Soco Road near the eastern entrance of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and the Blue Ridge Parkway. Drop in for breakfast or lunch at the Corner Cafe, featuring a variety of daily specials. Teague's Grocery and Cafe is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Call 828-926-1147. Teague's Grocery and Cafe, sponsors of Living with Victory.
Welcome to Living with Victory. I'm your host, Tony Giorgio, providing and proving that life isn't about waiting for that storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. It's called perseverance. And we'd love to hear your feedback on the show. You can email us, if you like, at livingwithvictory@gmail.com. And remember, this ministry is supported by the generosity of you, our listeners, and our friends. If it's the first time you're tuning in and listening, we welcome you. And this morning, we have a subject called You Can Fight City Hall. Now, I don't mean violently. I don't mean with your fists. But you can let your voice be heard. There's no doubt about it. And I have a story about what we went through in Florida trying to help out families who were having their electric turned off when they had children on life support systems and with catastrophic diseases, and the plight that they went through trying to survive and save their children when the utility companies really didn't care about things of that nature, just shut the lights off because money was more important than the child. And I based it on a scripture here in Isaiah, and the point of this whole topic is going to be, when you step out in faith, God comes along. And Isaiah chapter 40, 28 to the 31st verse, I'd like to read to you, and it says in the 28th verse, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And that's the whole point here. You've got to keep dancing in the rain. You can't tire. You have to keep going. And if you do, God's right there. You may not see him, but he's with you. I'm pulling this story out of the headlines way back. Boy, I tell you, going through some of these things that we were involved in, it just amazes me on what people went through. And this is from a September issue of the News Journal in Volusia County in Florida, and it's dated 1997. There was this grandma who had a youngster, her grandson, she was taking care of, and the headline reads, "Samaritans help semi-comatose boy go home." situation here was grandma had this youngster left to her by her daughter who had her own personal problems. She was in jail on drug charges and whatnot. Grandma had her hands full, and this little boy fell in a pool. He's semi-comatose. He's on life support. And financially, things start happening when you're taking care of a seriously ill child or adult. It doesn't matter. The funds, they go. And, of course, she was backed up on her electric bill. And many, many times we used to get calls from people saying, you know, they're shutting my lights off on my child. He's hooked up to a machine, or he needs the electric. It's life and death. He needs it. And lo and behold, you know, we didn't realize that there wasn't a law in the state of Florida that prevented this. There is no such thing. And we would be paying electric bills. We would try to help out whatever we could to get these lights back on. This situation with grandma and her grandson sparked an awareness that went across the state of Florida and across the country. People were just outraged. They took the child out of the home. That was the Florida Power Company. They deemed her an unfit parent for not paying her electric bill and letting this boy suffer. They pleaded with the electric company for many, many months that this was not a good thing to do. She gave him what she could give him. She had 24/7 nurses, you know, taking care. And there they were. They were in this position, and they took the child, put him in a hospital, and kept him there while the lights were off because they wanted to protect the child. First of all, a child in that condition should not be bounced around and moved around, plus the fact that she ended up with a hospital bill. They charged her, and she doesn't know if they're really going to pay for this, okay, because they blamed her for the situation, not the fact that the nurse came running out of the house to the electric power company worker and pleaded with him, do not shut the lights off. You will kill him. Don't shut the lights off. And he said, lady, I got a job to do. So it caused all kinds of things here, kind of ramifications. But people came forward. It was, I think, $1,600 that was owed. Actually, when we spoke to them, it was a lot less than that. It was maybe $250, okay? But they had late charges. They had penalties. They made sure that they built it up enough so that she owed over $1,000. Now she's no good. And it just was preposterous. And I stepped into it trying to help out, give them some money. What I did was we went and negotiated with the Public Service Commission of Florida, and we found out that pretty much they were useless in trying to prevent this. And I went, I spoke on behalf of the families and the children on life support. I pleaded, put in an appeal for them to change the law, to make something happen that would not turn the power off, and help them out. And then that didn't do any good. I went before the commission. We talked about the situations. We went and we had a conference with the power company. We brought families. Even, you know, helping other families, the way the situation went, we were trying to pay part of the bills for two other families. And we went to the power company, said, look, we'll give you half the bill, and in a couple of days give you the other half. And they said, well, no, that's absolutely unacceptable. And the Public Service Commission was asked to intervene, work something out, because this was ridiculous. They were plugging into their neighbor's electric to keep machines going in the next house. You know, where are we here, in a third world country? So it became a big issue. We asked the commission what could be done and what could we do. And they said, well, you would have to pass a law to stop the utilities from shutting the lights off. Here I am. I advocated and I fought issues and all. And they're saying to me, you got to pass a law. Holy cow. when we found out that there was absolutely nothing else that they can do and a power company wasn't going to do, I researched it. And we called other states, and I mean, we had several other states and their utilities to find out what was going on. We contacted, like, Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee. They all had laws. They all had, you know, something in place that said, you don't do this. You know, doctor says don't do it, then don't do it. And they worked things out. So we started looking for sponsors, because you have to have sponsors. You have to have a senator. You have to have somebody in the House to back it up, to sponsor it. And we started the process of doing that. We wrote it up. They take it in. They modify it. They go and talk to the lobbyists from the utilities. Is this satisfactory? Like, yeah, man, you know, I need those guys in $3,000 suits to tell me that it's okay. So there was a process that went on, and it was months and months we're talking. And bear in mind the fact of perseverance, okay? Perseverance, dancing in the rain. We're getting turned down. We're getting people just saying we're crazy. But we persevered. We kept going. We stepped out. That's the point. We stepped out into murky waters. We didn't know where we were going and what was going to happen. And I get my representative in place. I talk to him, and he's such a nice guy. Anyway, he's a politician. Let's put it that way. And he's going to sponsor it. And then we had a senator. She was going to sponsor it. And we brought the kids up all the time to Tallahassee. We were like 5 hours away. We were paying for everybody's room and board. We were actually on, Motel 6, I think it was, right outside the Capitol. We contacted the governor. We kept going step by step, not knowing anything. We stayed up there. We stayed up at the Capitol, my wife and I. Oh, through the whole session, I don't know, you know, how many months that was, but we take the weekends to go and come and that kind of thing to get a little reprieve. But we sat there day and night, and we wore these shirts. There were black shirts with yellow lettering that said to pass this bill. And we showed up all the time. In fact, we were nicknamed the Men in Black after a while, because we were always there. They were, some of the aides were kidding with us that they were going to get us a bed so we could sleep right there, because we were there from opening till closing, sitting in all the sessions. We were passing through. We had, I think it was five committees of politicians that we had to talk to convince them to bring it out to vote on it. You gotta realize this thing. I mean, I'm trying to paint you a picture here that is unreal. We protest. We did everything with a non-violent script. We just let our voices be heard. We get all the way. The bill gets all the way, months and months. And it's going to be read, and it gets to be a priority. I'd have to give you a class for about 3 weeks to let you know what this whole process was about. We learned as we went along, and it was horrific day and night sitting in the Capitol dealing with a couple of hundred politicians, going to visit their offices every single day, asking them if they would vote for the bill to help us out. It gets kind of rough. But, you know, again, the Bible tells you in Joshua that there's so much in here that says, hey, you got to just keep going. And here's another one in Joshua, and it's the first chapter and verse 9. I want to read to you. And it says, have I not commanded you, be strong of good courage, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Oh man, hallelujah. That is so true, because understand, I didn't do this. We mortals didn't do this. God said, step out, and I'll take you through it. And he got me to the point where we literally wrote up the bill. It's called a bill before they sign it into law. We even had a conference with the lieutenant governor of the state and the governor. We got things together through faith, through God, through Jesus. We didn't do it on our own. Understand, nothing we did with that organization, this organization, ever happens through me. I just step out. You see, I don't worry about it. I just go. So we get to the day where they're reading it in the Senate. Now, the Senate passes it. You got it. It goes to the House, you know, Senate. And I had spoken to the Senate president, it was Tony Hawkins at the time, and she promised me, yes, it will be read. It's priority. I will make sure it gets, you know, because they got a lot of bills and laws to pass, and we're in there somewhere in the mix. But she said, this will be a priority. You know, okay. At that Senate, the last Senate meeting, the session, we waited almost all day. And I tell you what, she never, ever read the bill. The thing that year, that bill went down in flames. It never got passed and never got read. And she said, I didn't have time. And then she wouldn't talk to us at all. Okay. Next week, I'll give you part two of You Can Fight City Hall as long as you persevere. Keep dancing in the rain. And till next week, God bless you. You have a blessed day.
You can become a Living with Victory Ministries patron with a monthly donation of $5 or more. Simply go to livingwithvictorync.org and look for the donate button. That's livingwithvictorync.org. Thanks for listening. There's a